Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Lots of news in our broadcast this time, beginning with solar activity. The Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to be very low. The daily smooth equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 6, that's single digit 6, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 71, that's 71. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. All that means, of course, is that long distance high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 12 MHz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will be unreliable. But transmissions on daylight paths on frequencies above about 12 MHz will be somewhat more satisfactory. In the meantime, we have a small monitoring report made here in Melbourne recently as we move through January. This is between 1800 and 1830 in the 31 metre band. There's quite a number of signals audible there, and they included the following. 9390, Radio Thailand with English. 9380, All India Radio, the National Service. 9370, The Voice of America, with its Radio Diwa program in Pashto, broadcasting from the Udon Thailand relay station. 9355, another frequency for Diwa Radio, this time from the Kuwait transmitting facility. And 9420, the Voice of Greece from Athens with its Greek language international service. 9425, the Voice of Korea in Russian. And another frequency for All India Radio, 9445, very strong signals here in Melbourne with English. 9485, the Voice of America, broadcasting from the Wolford and England relay station in Amharic. And 9515, the Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, with its programs in Korean. Another frequency for All India Radio is 9620, observed with its broadcast in Arabic. And 9635, IBRA Radio, the religious broadcasting organisation, using brokered facilities from the Wolferton, England, transmitting station with programmes in Arabic. 9650, Radio Darfur, broadcasting in Sudanese from the Wolferton relay station in England. And another frequency for the Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul is 9740, monitored with programs in Spanish. And 9775, another program from IBRA Radio, broadcasting from the Wolferton relay station in Arabic. And 9820, another frequency for Diwa Radio, this time broadcasting from Wolferton and programs in Pashto. And 9925, the Philippines Broadcasting Service, that's the overseas transmissions being to the Middle East with programming in Tagalog from the Tanang relay station. Now we come to 1830 to 1900 to continue our monitoring survey. 9800, the Voice of the Gospel, broadcasting from Issedun in France with programs in Fulfulde. 9785, Deutsche Welle, also from the Usedon Relay Station in France with its programs in Hausa. 9870, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with programming in Arabic. And two frequencies for China Radio International, 9615, broadcasting in German from the Urumqi transmitting site, and 9645, broadcasting in French from the Kunming facility. 9675, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, this time with programs in Turkish. And 9810, Radio France International from the Usedon transmitting station with its programs in French. And finally, 9835, Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, carrying a relay of the national program, National FM network program in Malay. Quite good reception. So, some good signals there between 1800 and 1900 here in Melbourne recently in the 31 metre band, and that form of reception, that type of reception, should continue in the immediate future. Now, some information from the Solar Physics chapter of the monthly magazine The Australian Sky and Telescope. This deals with the topic of the inconstant sun. The author suggests that feeble sunspot cycles and other stars' behaviour have prompted speculation on whether something's up with our sun. It's also said that recent observations of the sun and other sun-like stars suggest that the solar cycle might eventually taper off and disappear. This controversial and speculative theory requires more observations and calculations before it can be confirmed. But if it can't be ruled out either, is the sun on the brink of a permanent change? Now, some notes about sunspots and how the cycle works. The interior of the sun pulsates as rhythmically as a human heart. Magnetic fields swish around the solar interior at thousands of different frequencies. Pressure changes inside the sun create these reverberations, just as pressure changes in the air create sound. University of Birmingham, United Kingdom experts and colleagues listened to these sounds to study the structure of the solar interior. In particular, they wanted to know why this last sunspot cycle was the weakest one in 100 years. This was based on a series of ground-based telescopes called the Birmingham Solar Oscillations Network. Using 31 years of observations, they found that the structure of the sun's surface layer, where sunspots form, changed markedly in the year 1994. Since then, far more tiny, weak sunspots have dotted the solar surface than before. And these spots live in the shallowest layer of the sun, unanchored to deeper layers as in previous cycles. Perhaps the expert team speculated in 2017, the sun's surface magnetic field is thinning and its magnetic activity is weakening, its cycle slowing down. We don't know whether this change is permanent or temporary. The sun has deviated from its original behaviour before. The most famous example is a 70-year period in the 17th and 18th centuries called the Maunda Minimum, during which the sun shed all but a few of its sunspots only to resume its cycle again at a later time. But our star has done the same thing during the Spora, 1450 to 1540 years, and Delta, 1790 to 1830 minima, and it might simply be doing it again. Sunspot numbers change with time. Scientists use monthly averages of the international sunspot number, itself a statistical combination of many observations to track the solar cycle. So, we're currently in cycle number 24, and for several months now, the level of activity has been very low to low and not much change. It's thought that this cycle may terminate in 12 months' time. That's in early 2019. But nobody really knows. So in the meantime, we're going to have to put up with irregular and unreliable propagation on the higher frequency bands, particularly over long distance nighttime or semi-darkness paths. And that information was based on an article in the latest edition of the Australian Sky and Telescope magazine. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.